The stock, this is dictating on Ann Gonsalves, A-N-N-E, Ann Gonsalves, G-O-N-S-A-L-V-E-S, Gonsalves, G as in George, G-O-N-S-A-L-V-E-S. Date of consultation is 4-22-25. Date of visit is, date of birth is 6-10-1937. Next paragraph. This is a consultation from James McDonnell, M-C-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, M-C-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, M-D, James McDonnell, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Jim, thank you for sending Ann Gonsalves for permanent evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is an 87-year-old lady who has had a history of multiple medical problems, including history of asthma, recurrent bronchitis, history of COPD with bronchiectasis, and persistent Pseudomonas colonization. With the recurrent exacerbation of bronchiectasis, period. The patient has previously been investigated for her interstitial lung disease and had a CT just done by her pulmonologist. Approximately 1 year ago. And the CT chest done on the CT chest done on 5/14/24 showed no pleural effusions, but had mild bibasilar predominant reticulation and traction bronchiectasis and subpleural ground glass opacities with no significant honeycombing. There were several bilateral lung nodules which apparently had decreased in size and some had resolved from a previous CT. There was a right low lobe nodule 1.5 centimeter and a new focal area of consolidation in the medial left upper lobe measuring 2.1 centimeter and mucus plugging with bronchiectasis in the lower lobe airways. Period. The patient has had bronchoscopies done in the past. And EBUS needle biopsy of the mediastinal nodes. And apparently her bronchial washings grew Pseudomonas aeruginosa, which was sensitive to multiple antibiotics. And she was treated with IV antibiotics for over 2 weeks and also received oral Cipro for 2 weeks. Denies any hemoptysis, fever, chills, but has lost some weight and has trouble ambulating. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of interstitial lung disease and bronchiectasis, history of atrial fibrillation and hypertension. She also has had UTIs and has had pancreatitis. The patient had a mild CVA in the past, and she's been treated for hypertension. She had a wrist repair for a fracture and a cholecystectomy in the past. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years and then quit. No alcohol use. She's retired. Next, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother died of breast cancer. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has some fatigue, no fever, no chills, no phimoptysis. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. She has urinary frequency, no flank pains, and no fevers or chills. She has hay fever. She has no anxiety, no depression. And then has leg or calf muscle pains or palpitations or leg swelling. She has no easy bruising. She has mild joint pains and muscle stiffness. She denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Period. Memory loss, period. Next, med list. Amiodarone, 100 milligrams daily. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams BID. Albuterol inhaler. Two puffs PRN. Famotidine, 20 milligrams daily. Nebulized atorvastatin, ipratropium, TID. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, physical exam. This is a thinly built elderly white female with alert, pale, but no acute distress. No sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 122/70 pulse. Pulse is 72, respirations are 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 127, saturation is 96. H.E.N.D. are non-sphalic, people are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucus edematous. Neck supple, no bruising of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And occasional crackles of the lung bases, more on the right side. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly. And bowel sounds are active. Extremities will no edema. Mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus. No gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bronchiectasis with mild pulmonary fibrosis. Number two, history of atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number three is history of hypertension. And number four is history of asthma. And next paragraph, planned patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest without contrast. had a complete pulmonary function study with our bronchodilator studies. She will use a nebulizer with albuterol and ipratropium solution twice daily. And also advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this report to James McDonnell, MD. James McDonnell, MCDONNELL, MD. And give us a shot. This is it.